the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male. I'm 34 years old. I love to shotgun White Claws at the bar, but I'm not at the bar. I'm socially distancing on the west side of Nashville with Baser, and we do it on the patio as we're watching the mountains. That's when we shotgun. Eddie, over to you.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's or the what's what's, and I have Corona, and I just realized that I have to stay off of Bovada while I'm doing this podcast because I think it messes with my signal.
Yeah, the more bandwidth you take up using the internet, that's gonna mess up your line, and the more you're gonna cut out, and the more we're not gonna hear your dumb opinions.
Yeah, so tell the kids, the kids are all on their iPads. Trust me, when I have them in town, the nephews, I can't get a FaceTime with them without their face buried in an iPad. So tell them, clear it out, boys. It's podcast time.
Good call, Coach. I already did that. I heard one of the boys listening to Hamilton down the stairs in his podcast. I said, got to shut that down.
It sounds like a boring
little... Wow, your kids are into Hamilton, huh?
Coach, they love Hamilton. Oh, my gosh. That's
very
all they do.
Very interesting.
They've watched it 500 times, and now they listen to the soundtrack, and they rap to every word.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost like... I don't know. What was something hip-hop when we were kids like that we all knew to rap to?
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Good one, Coach. It's like their Vanilla Ice or MC
Bone
Hammer.
Bone Thugs in Harmony.
Can you still?
Man, you're lying. Sometimes it sounds like gunshots, Coach.
Can you still do Bone Thugs?
And I miss my Uncle Charles. I know that one. And we'll see you at the crossroads.
Nice. Good job, Coach.
Do you know any? I mean, that's the only part I remember. I miss my Uncle Charles, man. That one hit deep when they said that. I was like, oh man, that's real.
I think the only one that I can do, like just off the dome, like they say, is in West Philadelphia, born and raised in the playground. I spent most of my days. Like that's about it.
That was good, Coach. Never bust that out of karaoke, please. They'll boo you off the stage.
What about? Hold on. Give me a second.
Did you just slap your own ass, Coach? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I clapped, Coach. I'm thinking of Snoop Dogg. What's the gin and juice?
Oh, no. Regulators. You're thinking of Regulators. Mound up. You know what I'm talking about?
Warren G?
Yeah, Warren G. You know what I mean? What the heck is it? How's it go now that I say it? I can't do it.
I will tell you.
That's what I'm saying.
The dangers of karaoke. I remember this is back before quarantine, before coronavirus. It was me, Eric Dodd, and our buddy Ross, and we were at a karaoke bar. Times were great. Baser, everybody's getting lit. We're all tanked. And they go, hey, let's do Regulators karaoke. Guys, you want to feel? I mean, we bombed it. The whole bar got brought to a standstill, and the whole buzz was gone. I mean, I told them, guys, it's time to leave the bar, and we did. But yeah, never, when you have that high, never try to go better than better, and which is what we tried to do with the karaoke, and it was a bust, and it ruined the night.
Dang, now I can't even think of it. Like, we're about to get jacked.
Coach, you realize the brain can only hold so much information. So the fact that you're nobody's holding it against you, Coach.
What's funny is if it came on, I think we could sing with it. It's just trying to come up with it, like, with nothing.
But I can only play, like, what? Like,
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Dude, if somebody turns this on, they're gonna
every night and day. I spread my wings and fly away.
People are gonna think they tuned in to B93.
I can soar. I'm running through that open door. Oh, I believe I can fly.
Coach, if anybody wondered if we drank during the podcast, I mean, today would probably be a time they would think that we really probably do have a couple beers before the podcast. Good God.
Okay, Coach, I got it.
Go.
So much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being a Snoop D-O double G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky. Oh, I got to stop right there.
That's no, Coach, just say it.
No, Coach, I got the kids downstairs.
Yeah, the kids are listening. But, guys, I mean, right... I'm trying to think if there's Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby, too cold. You know,
how does it start though?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun,
yeah, dun, come on. Dun, dun, stop. Dun, dun.
Collaborate and listen. Ice come is on. Back with a brand new invention.
Brand new invention.
Something grabs a hold and tight me tightly, daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. I grab a mic and I flow. Like a vandal.
That's good, coach.
I would
like
love
that.
To see the reviews of this podcast.
Too legit. Too legit to
too
quit.
Legit
hey. Too legit. Too legit to quit. Hey. Oh, fantastic slide, slippity slide.
Slippity slide.
Eddie, you're on delay. Remember that, coach.
No, it's okay.
Coach, I don't care. I'm just singing with lunch.
Gosh, what other, that's all I got, man. No, another one. Here's a song that I don't even know why I know it, but maybe I remember that this is one music video I remember, and I don't even know who sings this. I don't know anything. Black Hole Sun, won't you come?
What do you mean you don't know who sings this?
I don't know who that is.
Soundgarden.
Name? Do they sing something else?
Rest in peace, coach.
Oh, they're dead?
He's dead, yeah. Chris Cornell. Another song is you said Black Hole Sun, and then you got a black day. Anyway, I don't know.
You're cutting out a lot. That line isn't it? Phone line's almost better than that thing.
Do we need to call him on the phone? Do we need to hang up and call the phone?
The flow was a lot better. I'm just trying to think. I always try to envision the trucker driving the 18-wheeler. He's trying to go from West Coast to East Coast, and I got Eddie popping left and right. Trucker thinks he's got a back tire that just burst or something like that, coach.
It's popping or what?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Hey, Eddie, do you mind getting on the phone? Can we just...
No. Hey, hold on. I'm going to turn it up.
No, you just popped again. You gunshot it again. You gunshot it again.
Right?
There's the ones that sound like a little machine gun. Then there's the one that just sounds like a straight up rifle shot, coach. And every time I think a guy just walked in the back here of the studio and it scares the crap out of me. Because I got the volume on 10.
Not on his iPad. Hold on.
Listen, if somebody's listening, we want it to be a hundo P. You know what I'm saying, bro? So get out of the paint, bro. Just you don't need to set a screen, bro. It makes no sense, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, I mean, it's okay to do the phone. We don't have to be all fancy with this equipment. I think the phone sounds fine, bro. Like, I think people are going to enjoy that more than hearing pop and bleh and bleh and bleh and the hesitation because we're talking over each other.
1v1, bro.
Yeah,
but later it'll be 2v2, bro.
Right. Just have her dial. Like, can we have Abby dial Eddie on the phone and we just pick him
Whoa,
up?
Coach. She doesn't work for the show, coach.
I know, but she was sitting right by the phone. I thought maybe she could do that for us.
Coach,
thank you, Abby. You're a great girl.
She works for the big show.
Yeah,
she-
I know, but... I was hoping she could. What
I
was
got it? I could dial him.
What was it, Eddie?
All right. Yeah, he was on the iPad.
Eddie, we're calling you on the phone. Hang up that. Hang up the microphone.
All right, I'm hanging up, Eddie.
You gunshot it again.
Lunch. Gonna need you to be a real radio host and carry us for 30 seconds while I dial.
Hey,
this.
No problem. We're calling Eddie right now because he still has Corona. He is but the good news is, well, I guess this isn't good news. He's not the only one with Corona. The Miami Marlins have almost shut down Major League Baseball because 16 players have tested positive for Corona on the Miami Marlins.
Coach, what does Eddie and the Miami Marlins all have in common?
Let me go with door number one. They all came from Florida.
Hey,
ding, 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 ding. Hey, Eddie, did you hang out with any of the Miami Marlins players or coaches at the beach at Corona Cove?
Before I answer your dumb question, Coach, listening to you go for 30 seconds while they were trying to call me sounds like every dumb local sports show where there's only one dude talking to himself about something that nobody cares about.
No.
Dude, I
everybody
knew he was
going to
expose
about.
Us as frauds, but
no.
I was like, I just got to have him ramble for
See,
30 seconds.
See, here's the thing. Everybody cares about what's going on with the Miami Marlins because they are... They have a chance to shut down the baseball season because of what has happened with the Miami Marlins. Now, Major League Baseball.
You're right.
But eliminate one team. Eddie, sorry to interrupt
How?
You. I apologize. They are already. I feel didn't they say they're suspended a little bit? All the other teams are balling out, baby. Get your parlays ready.
Yeah, they're done until Sunday. All the Marlins games are canceled until Sunday.
That tells me those games can't be. You know how hard it will be to make up those games? almost impossible. So yes, the Marlins are done. If you put in a futures bet for the Marlins to win the World Series, congratulations. You now have to fly your ass back to Vegas and get your refund.
No. The Marlins are going to play.
Ray, I put in a futures bet for the Marlins.
The problem is they're going to play with a bunch of minor league players is basically what's going to happen.
Well, put them in right now. I would love to bet Bovada on them.
Well, they have to wait and see how many more, because two more tested positive today, the players. So that brings the total to 16, two coaches. So you have to wait to see if there's any of them on their major league roster that are going to be able to play. And then you fill it in with the guys that are down in Jupiter, Florida, because lo and behold, I didn't know this, but they have another team down there in Jupiter, Florida, staying ready just in case. I guess maybe every team has spare players set in a certain location, just practicing and playing.
Where did you get this information from?
Where did I get this information? Well, I'm glad you asked, Eddie, because we called the Miami Marlins. Ray and myself called, and we acted like we wanted to try out for the team. And all we did was get a receptionist on the line. And she mentioned, oh, well, we already got a squad ready to go down in Jupiter, Florida.
You want it? Here we go.
Taking the word from the receptionist.
Yeah, hit it.
All right, here's the clip. It's a minute. Enjoy. If you're a trucker, give us a honk if you like it.
Thank you for calling the Miami Marlins.
Good afternoon, Miami Marlins. How may I direct your call?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just calling to see if you need some players. I'm ready to try out.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Marlins.
Give me your number. I'll call if we need to.
Yes, man. Jason Gibble, man. Business man making business deals, trying to get that money. Let me tell you, I was a heck of a right fielder back when I was 12 years old. I played for the Minnesota Twins of Balcony's Little League, and I even made Balcony's Red All-Stars.
And I am happy to admit I'm a man, but I am a catcher. Yeah!
Well, have a great one, okay?
No, ma'am. We are ready. We are ready to fill. Put me in, coach.
Y'all got COVID players. You need some healthy guys. We're in Nashville. We've been in the bubble. We're ready to bubble now down in Miami.
I just had my corona test and I came back negative. I'm ready to play.
All right. Well, you have a great one.
Okay? Whoa. Whoa. Are you not taking players?
Whoa.
We're not taking players. We got a nice squad back in Jupiter ready to go. But have a great day.
Oh, guys. Wait.
I'm going to throw him a piece of paper.
Oh, listen, watch it. Boom. I hit that. Oh.
That's a great one,
guys. Whoa. Man. Wait. I can be a pinch runner. I'm fast as lightning. Boom. There you go.
Coach, quality work.
Guys, that was terrible. It sounded like you guys were hitting on a chick at a bar, and she's like, please leave me alone. And you guys would not stop.
And it's one of those times when you get a phone line and it's just, you try to get in everything you can before they hang up on you. Yes, that's what we tried to do.
But what she revealed is that the Miami Marlins have players down in Florida.
Whoa. She accidentally, we caught her and she accidentally slipped and told us about a place called Jupiter with these secret players that are COVID free, Ray.
It's not a secret player. That's where their minor league team is. This isn't a secret. When you have a player go down, you reach in the minor league bowl, and that's where you get your player from. Obviously, Coach, she has no idea what she's talking about because they're done. The Miami Marlins are done. Chalk this season, the 2020, as the season that never happened.
No, you're wrong, because they're going to take players from this Jupiter squad, and they're going to start playing games starting Monday. They just are waiting to see how many more players test positive. And so they're going to have these players come and fill in the spot. Now, I don't know competitively how they're going to stack up, but if I'm a betting man, and you guys are, you guys
Coach,
got
you
your account.
Too. You are, too.
On Monday, I'm betting.
Yeah, it's time for you to just admit that you're a betting man.
Hey, guys, if I was a betting man, I don't know, Coach, when we were in Vegas, you were betting a ton. So for you to act like you're not a betting man.
I mean, you just texted me the other day, hey, are we placing bets today, Coach? I mean, you're a betting man. Just get it to your head.
Here's the thing. If I was going to pick a team to bet on Monday, it's whoever's playing the Miami Marlins. I'm betting against the Marlins because they're bringing up these guys.
Crap, Coach. It's a major league team versus a bunch of freaking dudes that have part-time jobs. Of course they're going to lose.
Dude, there's no way Bovada puts a lineup for the Miami Marlins games with a bunch of scrubs.
Coach, you know how they normally do minus one, plus one? They're going to start at minus 11. For sure.
No, it'll probably be the first line MLB that's ever been a minus three or a minus four. Because it's always 1.5, typically with hockey and with baseball. But, yeah, I agree with you.
I just am so – because the Phillies haven't been playing either. But so far, in 2 days of testing, no Phillies players or no one in the Phillies, staff have come back positive for Corona. So – even though they were playing against the Marlins, it seems so far they've all avoided being infected with Corona due to the Marlins. So I'm just interested how they're going to make these games up. A, they can't just cancel the Marlins because then there's just one team sitting at home not playing, because right now the Marlins and the Phillies aren't playing. You're not going to cancel two teams.
Sure. Coach, it's one, the Marlins, it's just not fair. They have a complete minor team, a minor league team playing against the bigs. Like, it's not fair, okay? Automatically. So why would they want that? Like, why would they
They want the season to go on. Because without them, there's going to be one team that is sitting there not playing. Because right now, so it was supposed to be the Yankees playing the Phillies, and the Orioles were supposed to be playing the Marlins, right? So they canceled the Marlins games and the Phillies games, and now the Yankees are playing the Orioles, and the Marlins and Phillies are just sitting there doing nothing. So if you take the Marlins out, like, you just say, okay, your season's canceled. Whoever the Marlins are supposed to play, what do? They just sit at home?
Yeah, they have a bye week.
You think that's competitively fair?
I mean, Coach, competitively fair. What's crazy is you got to think of the crazy running around with their heads chopped off meetings going on in the Major League Baseball offices. Like, dude, what do? We've never dealt with this in our lives. This is absolutely crazy. A whole team is coming down with Corona. It's nuts. They have to forfeit.
The commissioner said we had plans in place.
Tony's twins, they all get sick, Coach. You forfeit. You got to forfeit.
Yes. Hey there. We have two kids sick. We are, as Balcony South, we are therefore forfeiting the game as No Teeth Keith squad. We are sorry. We're sick.
But when I was referring to Balcony's Reds All-Star, No Teeth Keith was the coach of that team.
Of course he was, Coach.
It's never been finer to be a 49er. Come on, Kittle.
I got to tell you, dude, you're killing that impression. It's so good.
Coach, he made it way too easy on us. When Lunch gave us the impression before I'd heard the guy's voice, and Lunch's was spot on of the guy, I mean, it's the most impressionable voice there might be.
Here's the thing with Major League Baseball. I'm hoping the season's going to continue and they act like they're going to continue the season.
Well, so do we, Coach.
No, I'm just saying, with them flying all over the country, I'm worried there's going to be another outbreak on a team like this, but maybe they're all being extra careful and following the rules. Cause I look at the bubble and say, the bubble's the only way this is going to work. Because you look at the NBA, you look at the NHL, you look at MLS, ever since they've gone into these bubbles, and they did the first round of testing. Okay, a couple came back positive. But once they'd been in the bubble for a couple weeks, there have been no positive tests. So it shows you that the bubble does work. And that tells me, like, college football, after I see the Miami Marlins, guys, you can kiss college football goodbye this year. There is no way they can have college football.
Breaking news. Hit it, Ray. Breaking news.
Well, you know, I got to find it
first.
I ain't got it ready. You wouldn't give me a heads up or 2 seconds. We have an intern.
If we're going to do obvious breaking news, I mean, we can all think of one. Let's see.
Hey, guys. So I just talked to Patrick Mahomes, and he said that he is going to to play Madden this fall more than he's going to play actual NFL football.
I don't even understand that one. That has no relevance to this story.
The segment totally caught me off guard. I was trying to think on the spot. That was very difficult, Eddie. Give me one, please.
Obvious statements. Guys, this year the football is going to be a leather football, and it's going to be brown.
Hey, guys, this season will be an all-time low for MLB attendance.
That's actually really funny,
guys. You act like, see, here's the problem. all these people are trying to still act like there's going to be college football. They're not saying.
No, Coach. Those people are in denial is what it's called. Coach, if people can't even attend the school as students, what makes them think they're going to have sports? Get out of here. These are kids, Coach. The school's shut down.
That's my whole belief. If the Miami Marlins, they have an outbreak after 3 days into the season, you think college football players are going to be able to go onto campus and not contract this virus and keep it all indoors, and half the conferences are, oh, we're only playing conference games. We're not going to play outside of our conference. And we're really going to think we're going to put these college athletes who are not getting paid, we're going to put their lives on the line because of this.
They're getting paid now, Coach, remember?
What?
They're getting paid now, remember?
No, they're not.
So they're not getting paid yet?
No.
They were just throwing that idea around?
Yes. And then the NFL.
You know what this says for me real quick before you move off of Miami is people to call, you know, Florida the hot spot of Corona and all that. Like, this is proof. Like, it's proof that Miami, Southern Florida, is a hot spot for Corona. Like, 100%. It's crazy that these numbers have been flying around the news for like months or whatever. And then the one team that comes from South Florida, Miami, I mean, Coach, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, you don't hear of the Arizona Diamondbacks at risk.
Right. Well, not yet. I mean, with all the travel, it's still early, but they're going to be traveling to California to play games. I mean, and then with Eddie, because Eddie told us he went and got another test, and that they said, oh, you know, a lot of people test positive for up to 8 weeks. Well, I believe the standard for Major League Baseball to return to the field is you have to have two negative tests in a row. So basically, any player that tests positive is out for the year.
And also,
well, let's see.
Hey, so why could they name Rudy Gobert and was it Mitchell? I hate to say somebody that
Donovan
didn't have
Mitchell.
Thank you. They didn't have it. I don't want to mispronounce their names. Why is it? Can they say those names? But why is it just 19 million Miami Marlins? Why are we not getting names? I want to know the specifics.
I think it's a personal preference. They're
correct.
Probably like, hey guys, do you want it to let everyone know or no, don't tell anyone. And they probably said no. Like Juan Soto, he's out there 100%.
And three or four of the Marlins, like the first ones to test positive, their names are out there. And I believe you're going to find out these names come this Sunday because that's when they have to put them on the IL. That's when they have to be put on the COVID list. And if they're not playing and they're put on this, you know that, okay, they tested positive. Even if they don't say it, if they just say, oh, they're not going to play for the next 2 weeks, pretty sure they got COVID.
Dang.
Coach, you can't be doing that. You do this all the time.
No,
Coach.
Then why else are they not playing? They
Coach,
tell you what injury they have.
Let him predict the news. He only missed on the Redskins' big scandal and some other stuff.
Listen, if you see a DTD by their name, they got COVID. That stands for they've got COVID. No, Coach. It says day to day. That's
yes.
what it means. Coach.
But then, I look at the NFL. Why? I don't know how the NFL is going to do it if baseball can't stop an outbreak. These guys are NFL football is a contact sport, and you've already seen numerous players opt out of the season, say, I'm not playing. I'm not doing it. I'm not taking the chance.
I mean, all the good ones are playing, though.
Are they? All the good ones?
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
I think we'll get more names as it gets closer, for sure, the people that are going to opt out. Right.
More and more people. Like New England, the New England Patriots already had like six players opt out.
Yeah, and you know what Belichick thought about that?
Great.
Yeah.
He thought, no.
They're tanking for Trevor.
That's
Trevor Lawrence.
Yes. I mean.
Yeah, Coach, we knew who you were talking about.
Right. I think that's kind of true. I think. Bill Belichick was like,
yes. Come on, Ray, tell him.
I think Bill Belichick was like, hey, you guys are thinking about opting out? I mean, I'd prefer you guys opt out so we can get that number one draft pick, get Trevor Lawrence, then we'll be back on top.
And Cam was just used as a pawn for a year?
Well, Cam's going to show up and see like all these guys opting out, and he's going to be like, I'm opt out too. Like, I'm out. Like, I have no chance of doing anything.
No, I don't think people like Cam because he's only got like a couple years left in his career. Because those people, they can't afford to opt out. They're like, gosh, man, you're telling me I'm going to lose one more year? I've only got two more years left in me.
True. Have you seen those videos with Cam, though? He looks pretty serious about the season.
Well, Coach, have you seen the videos of Mike Tyson? Doesn't mean he's going to fight.
Yeah, he looks serious about boxing, but he's 54 years old. I mean, good. I mean, everybody can look good in an edited high-def video with graphics.
That's right.
And also, Eddie, I mean, the pictures he sent out from Florida, you would have thought he was in the biggest bubble ever, but that's how he got corona.
Oh, no. You can't say I got corona in Florida. There's not, you can't prove that.
Coach, that's the most obvious news that we've said of the entire show.
Hey,
Coach.
Eddie, you want to talk about football being obvious? Let's talk about you being – I mean, that's obvious.
Oh. It's not obvious. It's not. Like, you know, you look at the state. Coach, the state is huge. You guys look at the state of Florida as, like, that is a hot spot. Guys, there are areas of the states that are hot spots.
Yeah, and Corona Cove is one of them.
Where is Corona Cove?
Right there in Destin.
Coach, once it all gets said and done.
Alabama, so that means Alabama's also a hot spot.
Florida, Georgia line, Alabama, Jersey Shore, I don't give a rip. What I'm trying to say is it's going to come back, this contact tracing, that the Miami Marlins, Eddie, everybody went to Corona Cove, and you guys all kayaked and played grab ass, and that's the facts.
And Mahomes has corona.
No, he doesn't. He's chilling in.
No, Mahomes doesn't. He has $500 million and a piece part ownership of the Kansas City Royals is what Mahomes got.
You know what $500 million can get you? The corona out of your body. I'm telling you, there's stuff that the common man doesn't even have access to that the rich do.
Hey, that's a good point, Coach. That's why I will be stuck in my room for another month, and these baseball players will be out on the field by next week.
Hey, Coach, you're still not going to be at work, and the Marlins are going to be fielding the team. Bovada's got a line for him on Monday.
Coach. Hey, oh my God, hey, Coach! And about this Mahomes Royals thing, I mean, who gives a crap?
Exactly.
You with your money. We want to see you throw the football. We want to see you win games. Like, well, I don't care who you buy. If you buy a new car, I don't care.
I don't even. Here's my thing. I don't even know. Like, he probably bought 0.0000002%.
Good call. I mean, that's the same. That's the same as a. Green Bay Packers fan that is a part owner of their.
Yeah, they bought one share of the stock, and so they're a part owner. Like, unless
one of our buddies, I guess he bought a restaurant or something like that. I mean, I want to know how much are you in? Do you own?
Buddy?
What are you talking about, Coach?
Didn't we get a text that he owns part of a restaurant?
He said, I'm a business owner.
So he just started a business, but what does that mean? I didn't know what he was talking about.
I think I heard through the grapevine that he started to own a restaurant. But what I'm asking is, do you own rice to the name, or do you own a spoon? I mean, how much of this restaurant that's my question.
I mean, if that's cool that he can call himself part owner, he bought into it, and so he's going to make money because he paid whatever amount, and whenever he's ready to get out, his share will be worth a little bit more, but... He's not like a 50% majority owner. He doesn't make decisions, really. He just gives you money and says, here, put my name on a slip.
Hey, boys, more importantly, what restaurant is this? Is he going to hook it up?
Yeah, can we get a taste?
You got a little Buca de Beppo? What are you talking
about? Coach, I mean. Taco Bell?
I had a friend of mine, you know, a friend of the family who bought a Double Dave's franchise. And he was the stingiest dude ever. I'm like, dude, we've been friends our whole lives. You can't get his breadsticks? Hey, you want breadsticks? Got to pay for them, just like everyone else. I'm like, dude, terrible. I'm out of here.
That's the thing. You get a restaurant, all your buddies think they get free food all the time.
That's the problem. That's how they go bankrupt. Hey, I've been knowing you since we were 12. You get a free pizza. You get a free pizza.
No.
You're my fifth grade teacher. You get a free pizza.
No.
That's how they go out of business.
You're looking at it all wrong. What? How much does it cost to give them a free pizza? $5, Coach? Then they go, oh, my gosh, guys, have you gone to Double Dave's? My friend owns it. He hooks me up all the time. Guys, go to that restaurant. It's fantastic. Then they're a walking advertisement for you, Coach, just because you gave them a pizza.
How many pizzas you got to give away?
Probably, I probably give 50 pizzas away a month. What does that cost you? Come on.
Oh, when you're starting a new business, it costs you that's... You got thin margin for error.
That's what he was complaining about.
If you've made it for a year, okay, I can see. Okay, now I got you, Eddie. Come on back. You know, we've made it. We're in the clear. Like, business is booming. We're starting to roll in the dough. You get a free pizza. Your wife can get free breadsticks. I mean, come on.
There's something special about when your buddy owns a restaurant, Coach, and you walk in there and they're like, hey, Eddie, hey, dude, don't worry about it. Those breadsticks, they're on us, all right? And you're like, dude.
I will be honest.
I love this place.
Well, I'm still waiting for a friend to own a restaurant. I mean, to actually have one that's open, and I go in and say, my friend is an owner of this restaurant. I haven't had that feeling yet.
My friend's grandpa owned Dunkin' Donuts when I was a kid, and we always got free donuts when we'd go in there.
Exactly. And Coach, who are you loyal to today?
Well, then I ended up working there. I worked at that Dunkin' Donuts. And
after all the free donuts, they're like, yeah, dude, you're going to need to work here when you become in high school for all those free donuts you got as a kid.
It was cool. Like, but we didn't go that often. My dad, I thought, oh my gosh, we should go every Sunday. But my dad made it a special time. Like when we went to Dunkin' Donuts, I was like, man, it must be a special Sunday if we're going to get donuts. And Dennis would, hey, what's up? Because Dennis was my coach when I was on the Dodgers. And
wait, Dennis, you mean No Teeth Keith?
No, Dennis was the Dodgers coach, and Dennis is the one, his dad owned Dunkin' Donuts.
I couldn't be a kid that year. I was suspended due to some stuff that I'm not allowed to.
Guys, I never told you this, but the reason I lost my teeth is because I ate too much Dunkin' Donuts.
I was barred for the league for one whole year, and it was the biggest regret of my life. Dennis was a good coach.
And if we won the weekend game, our Monday practice, Dennis always brought Dunkin' Donuts to practice to say congratulations.
Yeah, that's my point, Coach. And you love Dunkin' to this day, Coach.
Love Dunkin'. Love it.
The sad thing is, dude, all the restaurants that are going to take a beat to the ass after this pandemic. I mean,
cause, not just restaurants, anywhere. I mean, half the businesses are closing.
Everything.
I mean,
hey, you know what? You know what drives me nuts, though, is like when, like, you talk about free stuff or whatever, like the food places, whenever you're like, oh, sir, I didn't order this. And they're just like, okay, give it back.
And then they throw it away.
It's just like, guys, you would make anyone's day if you just said, hey, you know what? Keep it. It was our mistake. Keep the fries. It's fine. They're free.
Well, most places that are smart do that, because if not, they just literally they take it and throw it in the trash because they can't give it to anybody.
Right. Right, and especially now with Corona, most restaurants are really good at saying, like, we can't even take that back. Like, I wish I could, but I can't.
I don't even think stores do refunds. Like, you can't return anything. Like, if you buy something and it doesn't fit, sorry. So that's why you got to try the underwear on in the store, guys.
Like some of the best businesses ever, their exchange policies are amazing. They're like, don't worry, no questions asked, it's fine, we'll take it back. And it makes you really love that store more and more.
Yes, I agree totally. What?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but that's the sad thing is that's how people scam the system. You know, but you got the high school kids going in the drive-thru and getting free food.
That's like in college when your alarm clock, it doesn't go off or you set it wrong, you get mad and you break it. So you go to Walmart and you buy the exact same alarm clock, take it home and put the broken one in the box, take it back, get your money back. I mean, that's just awful. That's how scams work.
Coach, you broke your alarm clock because you were late?
I missed a test.
I punched the alarm clock as a way to let out my anger, even though it wasn't the alarm clock's fault.
Coach, I don't know the full story, but I'm assuming that it wasn't the alarm clock's fault.
Well, in the heat of the moment, I thought it was the alarm clock's fault that it didn't go off. And so, you know, you slam it on the ground and you realize, okay, I probably just didn't set it right. You missed the test. You have to go beg your professor to take the test again. They do allow you to take the test again. Now you have a broken alarm clock, so what are you going to do? You drive to Walmart. You buy the exact same alarm clock. You go home. You put the broken one in the box, take it back, and be like, hey, I just bought this. This is broken. They give you your money back. So you got the same alarm clock, and you didn't have to spend any money.
And not to turn it into a math problem or anything like that, but it doesn't make logical sense that because you didn't wake up, that you then took it out on an inanimate object, and then you also risked hurting your wrist punching it, all because of your irresponsible decisions.
No, I slammed it on the ground, didn't punch it.
I mean, I think this is a good example that everyone should take in right now. This is how Lunchbox lives his life. It's never his fault. It's the alarm clock's fault.
I realize it like an hour later that I obviously didn't set the alarm right, but in the heat of the moment,
heat of the moment, Coach. What were you doing with the alarm clock?
No, I woke up. And I realized I missed my test, and I was mad the alarm clock didn't go off, so I slammed the alarm clock. Oh, my God, you piece of crap. I missed a test. What can I do?
I'm so mad at my bed because of that. I'm going to now sleep on the floor the rest of the semester. Damn bed.
I woke up, and in the heat of the moment, I was having sex with my alarm clock.
I don't know how you took it from me missing a test to me sleeping with my alarm clock. Like, I have no idea how you can.
The, heat of the moment means like heat of the moment.
Yeah, it's like heat of the moment, Eddie. When you, Eddie. So when you broke that broom over your knee, what happened?
Yeah, I stepped outside in the garage because I was frustrated about something. I saw it in the corner of the garage. I said, give me that. And I snapped it.
So in the heat of the moment, you snapped it. Your anger overcame you. You snapped it and you realized that was pretty dumb to do later when you calmed down.
I didn't hook up with the broomstick coach.
So, no, getting caught in the heat of the moment, like when you make a bad decision, I was in the heat of the moment. I made a bad decision and I...
Here, Google it. Google it. Google heat of the moment and then do videos.
No, don't do. Let's go. Heat of the moment.
Let's go. Heat of the moment.
Okay.
Probably going to be a song. In the heat
No, it's
of
Asia.
The moment.
Heat of the moment on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a song. Hold on.
Okay.
Heat of the moment meaning.
Yeah.
If you say something in the heat of the moment.
Huh? Yeah, there you go. If you do something in the heat of the moment, you say or do it without thinking because you are very angry or excited. There you go.
Okay, I got another one. Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, well, that's where you can't go there.
When a man is upset with his alarm clock and he has sex with it.
Oh,
I overslept.
That was a good spot for a commercial right there.
I overslept. So I punched myself in the nuts, then I broke my alarm clock, and then I punished myself by sleeping on the floor for two weeks.
Hey, Ray, have you ever broken anything in the heat of the moment?
No, I don't really think so.
Come on.
No, I mean, I've thrown a phone, but
there you go. So what you did in the heat of the moment is you had sex with your phone.
Listen, the phone, I always throw it at stuff that I know it's not going to break. So I believe it was against the couch.
You throw it on a pillow?
You're mad at your kids. You throw a pillow. They're like, Dad, that didn't do any damage. You really didn't scare us. You throw a fluffy pillow.
See, this is Ray, and, you know, always being a little worried about what's happening. He thinks twice before throwing, so he's like, all right, I want to throw it because I'm really angry, but what's a soft area?
Yeah. I don't want to break my phone, but, you know what I mean?
You throw a stuffed bunny, and your kids are like, okay, that didn't really scare us or shock us.
Oh, man.
Now, Joe Kelly.
Jim Kelly, coach.
No, Joe Kelly, the hero. The hero from the Dodgers. Did you see what he did last night?
What, did he hit someone in the head or something?
No, they were playing the Astros, right? Bregman 3-0 count. He throws behind Bregman's head.
I may have some audio if you want it.
Yeah, so Bregman goes down to first, and then he throws over to first three times. Bregman's not trying to steal, but he's just letting him know, just keep sliding into that dirt. Keep getting that dirt in your mouth. Keep going. Then Gurriel walks. He gets hit. He throws one inside. He walks. Then Correa comes up, and he throws one behind Correa's head. Awesome. So Correa's up there. And I can't believe after he throws behind Correa's head that he doesn't get thrown out. Whatever. But then he strikes Correa out, so he embarrasses him by throwing it behind his head. So then, you know, Correa's probably up there a little jumpy, a little scared, and he strikes him out. And Correa starts mouthing to him. And Joe, as he's walking out the mound, starts making the baby face, like, me, me, the baby, me, me.
You want to know what he said?
Yeah.
Apparently, according to Bro Bible on Twitter, it says, Joe Kelly told Carlos Correa, nice swing, beep, you got to cheat to hit after striking him out.
Love it.
Oh,
and this
coach,
all goes back. This all goes back to the Dodgers are the team that the Astros beat to win the World Series, and the Dodgers feeling like they had a World Series championship taken from them, stolen from them, cheated from them. And this was the first domino. First time they faced each other since the allegation, you know, all the stories came out and they confirmed it. And Joe Kelly wasn't even on the Dodgers when this happened, but he went out there and said, yo, I'm a Dodger now, and I'm going to take care of my teammates. They got cheated out of a World Series ring. What he did was awesome. Correa should have just shut up and gone back to the dugout. Bregman, he got thrown at behind the head. Did he say he looked mad, but he went down to first. Correa starts mouthing. Correa, go sit down. You did cheat, and it's going to keep coming all season, baby. It was awesome.
Joe Kelly, he's that same pitcher, though, that was warming up during the coronavirus times, and he threw it through a window at his house. Coach, remember this during the quarantine?
No.
He was warming up in his yard, and then he just drilled the family window.
Oh, well, Coach,
so maybe he just had
a wild arm.
That's what he said. He said he has a little bit of not great control.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Coach, maybe he really didn't mean to hit the cheaters.
He didn't hit them. He threw behind them. He scared the crap out of them. He sent him a message saying, hey, I'm sticking up for my Dodger teammates that lost that World Series ring. And listen, I'm not, I don't like the throwing at the head, but I have no problem with what Joe Kelly did. No problem.
Hey, I got a question. So you're the manager of the Dodgers. Are you supporting this action?
Or absolutely. Are you like, all right, 100%.
Everything, but let's try to win this game.
They were up 5-2, but and they still won the game. And I think the Dodgers, because you have to do something, like you have to say, hey, you know what I mean? You stole this from us. And the bench is cleared, but no one fought or anything because they realized they needed to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why if the umpire is on board with, you know what, the Astros did cheat, so I'm gonna give a little leniency when it comes to this kind of stuff. But
Coach, I'm gonna be honest, you know, like between us, you know, just us three.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, that my kids will have friends over, and I'm not a big fan of the kid because he's a little POS, you know.
Yeah.
And they get into a fight, and sometimes I just kind of step back and act like I'm not watching. I'm like, come on, kick his ass, son. You know? Like, that's probably kind of what the umps are doing in that situation.
Because I was shocked. When you throw behind someone's head twice, you're usually kicked out of the game. He didn't even get a warning, I don't think.
Yeah. They probably just sat back and be like, doo-doo-doo, and I'm looking at the dirt here and not really realizing what's going on.
Yeah, here, like, let's listen to a little bit of this.
I'll hit it.
Baseball's back in the drama that we all wanted.
Oh, gosh, he talks.
Who is that?
Fanboy, sorry.
Who is that?
It was a fanboy. I don't know who that is.
Oh. Oh, my. Okay. Oh, my. 3-0 pitch sails over the head of Alex Bregman.
There might have been a little intent behind that one, gauging on how far that pitch missed.
Okay, there's lunchbox speculation.
Huh. Joe Kelly's got a little bit of a history. Red Sox. Either that or he's just not awake yet. You can see the catcher set up.
And he's like yawning. That's greatness, dude.
Asked about his pitch to Bregman. It was a ball, obviously. It wasn't my best pitch. And then on the pitch to Correa, I guess he didn't take too kindly to a curveball. It is what it is. I pitch competitively, something they apparently didn't take too kindly to. And Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros, said Kelly pitched dirty and said he had no doubt it was all about revenge.
Well, there you have it.
Is this the last of it, Coach?
I don't think so. I think they play again, and they're going to play a lot this season because they're playing a lot of the West versus the West, AL and NL. So I think they're going to something more is going to boil over. I don't know if it's tonight, later in the season. I don't know, but yeah, I don't think it's the end of it because they are so they feel like they got robbed of a World Series, and I don't think a couple pitches behind your head is the end of it. Someone's going to get hit, and a fight's going to happen.
Coach, you want me to read a message from one of our listeners?
Yeah.
All right. He goes from Dan Chilaruscu. Coach, if y'all talk about the Astros today, can you please mention that Joe Kelly, a reliever, was on the Red Sox teams that cheated to win the World Series? Then he threw at Correa's head last night. Correa was 3-for-4 with one homer and two RBIs. Yet the media is only covering how big a bad guy Kelly is for throwing at him.
No, he's not a bad guy.
Point. That's a good point. I wonder what, because I mean, the announcer was like, "Oh, there's definitely some history there with the Red Sox." You know, so what was he referring to?
Well, it says because Joe Kelly is, yeah, I mean, maybe that was it. But it goes on Google. Then it says, "MLB reveals Red Sox cheating scandal tainting yet another championship team." An investigation that began in January by finding Boston used its video replay monitor to decode opponent signs during the 2018 regular season, and Joe Kelly was on that team.
Yeah, so he was on that team, and he wasn't with the Dodgers at the time. So, Coach, what's Jim Kelly doing here? I don't understand. Cheater, cheater versus cheater?
They concluded that they did not cheat in the 2018 World Series against the Dodgers.
Come on,
the Red
Coach.
Sox.
OJ didn't kill what's-her-name either. Come on, Coach.
I just wanted to read a Sore Losers Nation Twitter message. So there you go. I have no comments on either matter. But
you
Joe
don't,
Kelly,
Coach? You want to stay neutral?
Joe Kelly did what America needed him to do.
And what the Dodgers needed him to do. Here's the thing. If Major League Baseball would have taken it into their own hands and suspended Alex Bregman for 30 games and Carlos Correa for 30 games and all these players that had something to do with it, then okay, maybe it's squashed or they take the, you're not going to take the championship away. But you know what I mean? But they, it feels like they got off scot-free because nothing happened to them. They only punished the manager and the GM at the time. That is it.
That's a great point, Coach. That's a great point. MLB said, handle this however you see fit, boys.
Exactly. They basically said, hey, you guys settle it on the field because we're not going to do anything to these players, even though it's, they admitted they cheated. They admitted they stole signs, but you know what? We'll just leave it in your hands. So the Dodgers did exactly what they felt like they had to do.
Oh, guys, sometimes you have to just say, like, you know what? It's not up to me to punish these guys. God will punish them.
Oh, stop.
Karma will get them.
Stop.
Whatever. Coach, I don't mean to bring them up again, but with OJ, what are we going to do now? Like, we're all pissed about OJ. Are we going to kill him? No.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Coach, yeah, we need to get you out of quarantine. Right now, you are just reaching for some random theories and conspiracy theories.
No, I'm just saying, come on, you can't be the eye for an eye. Like, all right, they use a trash can, now we're going to hit him in the head. Coach, guys, there's got to be a point. Like, you know what? The legal system, the rules of baseball didn't punish them. That's on them. Jim Kelly, coach, come on. He wasn't even part of this deal. He wasn't even a Dodger then.
But what he did is said, hey, I got your back. He took his teammates and said,
I understand, but I'm sure there's a pitcher that actually really got it robbed from him that would have loved to do it. And Jim Kelly just stole it.
Right, but you're not going to.
Joe Kelly.
But Kelly.
Whatever.
Kelly can be suspended for a little while. You're not going to let Clayton Kershaw. You don't want him to go out there and get suspended for six games.
Why not, coach? He gets hurt for half a season anyway.
Well, that's a great point. He may not even be out there because his back will tighten up. He's got too many miles on him. But you can't afford to lose that. Joe Kelly, okay, we can make do without you for six games. And you are. Your teammates love you for the rest of your life. Like, he's got your back, and you know that's a guy you can go to battle with. And I just think if Major League Baseball would have had some guts and suspended some people, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But they didn't.
That's
so,
true.
Coach,
that's true.
Question, did you see it live?
No, I
didn't. Wow. We've waited this long for sports. Eddie, did you see it live?
Oh, no, Coach. I did not know.
Ray, I watch a lot of games. I watched the Cubs.
I watched 12 games last night.
I did. I watched the White Sox.
Remote.
I watched the White Sox Indians game one. I watched the Cubs Reds, and I watched the Braves and Rays. So sorry, I missed this one. I may have gone to bed. I don't know. You know, they were playing way out there, so I couldn't stay up all night.
Boys, I'm telling you, I am enjoying.
The Dodgers?
Yeah,
were they on TV last night?
That's what I'm saying. I don't have every single channel that's available.
It's free. They're doing the free preview right now.
No, it's not. It's done, Coach.
It's over.
The weekend.
No, it's not. It was last night for me.
Coachy, then you're paying for it.
No, I'm not. It is. I'm telling you, I scrolled over and it was still wide open. So maybe the cable guy opened it up for me, doing a little treat. But what I'm saying is, guys,
you forgot to unplug it.
There's nothing better right now than that free preview. And then after that, it'll be $25 a month if I want to continue it. But I've been scrolling the games starting at 2:30 every day.
It has been great because I mean, we have the Reds broadcast here. We have the Braves that we can get. And so I've been watching the Cubs, the Braves, and then MLB Network has a game on, whichever one it is, regional. Turn that on. And ESPN's been playing a lot of games. It's been really good to see a lot of baseball.
Yeah, I watched the first game of that double dip, and then I watched the Cardinals. They sucked, man. Carlos Martinez, he might be donezo. He was real weak. The Twins, they just gave it to him right up the butt, honestly.
Oh, wow. Like the alarm clock?
In the heat of the moment, the Twins got the better of the Cardinals.
Hey, speaking of, hey, guys, did I tell you I won FanDuel last night?
Coach,
no,
how much?
Tell us.
Boys, I entered a 25-cent contest. It was 25,000 participants.
And you won $25,000?
No, I won 50 cents. I doubled my money, mother. Beep.
Coach, you got an email because I know DraftKings does this because I've won them before. You got an email for 50 cents.
You literally just told us you won DraftKings and you come in with here, you won 50 cents.
Coach, it doesn't matter 50 cents, $10, $1,000.
I wouldn't even fill it out for 50 cents. Like, it's not even worth my time. Your time is more valuable than that 50 cents.
Whenever that little man is in the green, God, it's the best feeling ever.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I looked at the amount, it was 50 cents. I'm like, hey, you know what? The glass is half full. You know what? I've doubled my money, boys.
I can't believe that you took the time to enter a 25-cent contest.
Coach, it was a chance for me to win $7,000, Coach, for first place.
Dang.
Okay, now come in and brag when you do that. Don't come in here and tell me you won FanDuel when you won 50 cents.
God, man.
So really, you won 25 cents. For
me? Hey, and FanDuel gave everybody free $10, FYI.
So Eddie didn't even win 50 cents. He won 25 cents because he gets the 25 cents back that he bet and then an extra 25 cents. So we had a whole segment of breaking it down that he won 25 cents.
Wow,
back.
Coach. That at a gas station, that can get you a piece of gum. And you know what? They're not even accepting change. So that won't even get you anything at a gas station, Coach.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, not thinking about it. That's pretty stupid. I was really checking the score every 5 minutes, really, just to win 50 cents. You're right.
No, to win 25 cents.
All right, a quarter, yeah.
Like, were you ever up there towards the top?
At most, I was winning 75 cents.
Oh, my God.
Billy entered one where he was on pace to win a million. He was top 20 in NFL season back when there was football. And he to win $1 million, he said he was at Top Golf, and he said he was so puckered up he couldn't even walk. You couldn't even put a cornhole up his ass. And he said that, Coach, he said that it was tough to walk. He ended up clearing, I believe that was one where he won thousands, but he said he was in line for $1 million. He couldn't even have conversations. It was very difficult to connect thoughts. Yeah. He said it was a crazy feeling.
Well, that's the same feeling Eddie had last night. I mean, he was all the way up at 75 cents. He locked the kids outside. You couldn't put a corn cob up his ass either. And he was checking the scores constantly.
To be real, you probably can do it anytime.
Mommy, why is Dad puckered? Is it the Corona?
Nah, son. Dad's he's gonna to win 75 cents on DraftKings. Oh man,
Coach.
Hey, I want to talk to someone who actually won the $1 million at the very top. Who's ever won a first place with one of those big competitions? You know, where you have like 20,000 entries or whatever.
Yeah, his name's Cash Out King.
No, it's a lie. Like yesterday, for example, I was watching the number one guy, and he got the lead early. Like, he got the lead early. I think I don't remember who he had, but I was watching. I was like, all right, his name is I Like Baseball or something, and he spelled baseball like with two E's or something. And he was up there all night. Coach, I check it at about 9 o'clock. I Like Baseball, nowhere to be found. I mean, he must have fallen down to the 50-cent range like me. So I mean, it's impossible. I mean, you have like Billy who's sitting at the $1 million spot and you're watching it. All you need is one dude to hit a single and your guy to strike out and you're gone.
And he said the way he lost, some dude broke, I believe, a 40 or a 90 yard touchdown. It sounded like Derrick Henry.
That's brutal. Or what's his name? The Rams dude.
I'm trying to find one of these dudes. I'm telling you, they're all nerds. I've listened to a couple of the interviews, the guys that win a million, and they go, yes, it was an NBA one. So he goes, yes, the bench players seem to provide more power in the later parts of the game. They equal 8 to 12 minutes more. I mean, it was like a computer talking. And he wasn't even talking in players' names. He goes, number 12 off the bench proves very beneficial late, third, fourth. I knew he was an easy $3,000 purchase that would prove beneficial in the long run. I mean, Coach, he wasn't even using it didn't sound like an actual fan of the game. It was somebody that just looks at numbers and equations.
That actually makes sense, though. You know, like when I think the biggest mistake people do when they do FanDuel is use the entire salary money, because then you're just everyone's gonna be picking the big names. You pick those bench players and they have a home run, and nobody has them, you're going to fly on that leaderboard.
Yes, you panic when you fill out your lineup and you see $800 left over. You're like, oh, let me adjust then. But no, if you felt that was the lineup, put that lineup in. It's okay to leave that money. That money is there to entice you to pick the exact same players as everybody else.
Good call, Coach. It's very true.
Dude, I've done it, and I've sit there and I'm like, oh, I got 200. Let me adjust this. Let me get a better defense for football. You know, it's like, oh, geez.
What's the most you guys have won on FanDuel or DraftKings?
Oh, probably $5.
Yeah, I think
it's like where you double your money. Like it's like a 50-50 game where you're the top 50% doubles their money. The bottom 50%. Those are the ones I usually do.
Dude, I've done a head to head. So, I mean, I've won. I did a 500 head to head and won it before.
You're crazy. Coach,
you saw me when I did the golf.
Oh, we used to do the golf one-on-one. We used to find some chumps, but then it all became sharks and we got eaten alive.
Yeah, I won like, I think, $80 on Sergio Garcia when he won the Masters. Like, 3 years ago.
Now, okay, I've thought of a fantasy football league that I'm going to propose to you guys and see if you guys are interested. If we have NFL with everybody opting out in Corona, I don't know if NFL is going to happen, but this is what it would be. It would cost $170. Okay, so it's $10 a week.
I'm out.
You haven't even heard the league.
Coach, that's a lot of money, Coach. I got four kids.
I understand, but it's $10 a week. Just think of it as $10 a week over the whole season.
Do they like spam and eggs for breakfast?
Dad, I wanted a backpack for school. Well, here's a sack. Here's a Kroger bag. That's all you're getting.
And the way I look at it is what we do is it's $10 a week, and we do it on DraftKings or FanDuel, whichever one, and we just set up a fun league on there. Okay, so they don't get any of the cut. They don't get anything, and it keeps score for you. And we have however many, 12 people, 14 people, 16 people, whatever we want in our league. And 1 week, okay, 16 people are in. Whoever has the highest score wins $160. There you go. Boom. Next week, you get to draft a whole new team.
It'll probably be more than 16 people, though, huh?
No. We've set the limit.
Oh, 16 people? You didn't want to do like 500 like we did last year?
No, that was that they could get in, but then we drew names. This is just a separate league. I'm just talking outside, like, because some people have a fantasy team and it sucks and your season's over. But at least this, you are in it every week to win, and you win 1 week and boom.
I wonder if we can talk to FanDuel, because we have time right now. I mean, now would be the time. Talk to FanDuel or DraftKings and do some kind of promotional thing where we can do like, if we get all our listeners, which is what, 500? They all play.
No, dude, we have gone up. We get about 879 a day now.
Okay, think about 879 players a week. And we do a big, big weekly
guys, and
game.
We could. The danger is we do need to keep it in-house. We don't want to play against the number one DraftKings Roto Grinders player in the world. His name is Awesomeo. Listen to this dude talk, and it'll eliminate the sharks from the shark tank. It's just going to be a bunch of us fishes swimming around for that prize.
What ends up happening in basketball, baseball,
this is the number one.
Some guy will go on a hot streak, and people will see it on SportsCenter. Top 10, that guy will be the guy they're thinking
this
about
is the
when
guy
they're
that's
like clicking on DraftKings or FanDuel or Playline the next day. So they're going to be very popular in those games. And also the price has usually gone up with the hot streak to kind of account for the recent performance. So those guys tend to be over-owned. And people over-exaggerate.
Lunchbox, wake up. Wake up. I think Lunchbox fell asleep.
That guy has no friends.
Dude, that's the best player in fantasy sports right now. Awesomeo. I mean, the dude's winning millions, but he literally just sounds like a computer.
No, he has no friends, though. You can win millions, but when you have no friends.
He's got friends now that he will start winning all that money.
He has friends that come at 11 p.m. and leave at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. All right. Well, before we go, Eddie, I'm going to talk to you about short game.
All right, here we go. I've been waiting for this.
Short game is a documentary on Netflix. It's about the best, like, 7 and 8 year olds in golf. It follows like 8 of them as they make their trek to the World Championships in Pinehurst in North Carolina. Eddie recommended it, said it was just amazing, and I watched it and I was like, "That is all right." I was kind of
got him.
It was.
Were you entertained?
I was entertained. I think you overhyped it. Like, I didn't feel like they gave enough backstory. They literally just, okay, here's the kid that you met him for like 5 minutes, and the next thing you know, they're at the World Championships. And
Coach, what do you want to know more?
And then
about
it was kind of lame that they only played 9 holes. That was kind of lame.
Yeah, Eddie. You ever heard of 18? Oh,
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, because the guy was like, "What'd you shoot?" The kid's like, "What'd you shoot?" And he goes, "I thought I shot a 39. He goes, "I shot a 35. What happened to you?" And I'm like, "Wow, they only play 9 holes in the World Champion. Like, they play it 3 days, but they played 9 holes each day.
That's like playing half court."
Coach, What do you want? You want to play from the tips and walk the whole course like Tiger does, Coach? I mean, they're freaking 7 years old, Coach.
Dude, if those kids play baseball, what do? They swing from second base?
No. Realistically, though, Coach, you can't expect a seven-year-old to have an attention span to go through 18 holes of golf. Like, realistically?
Well,
like,
if it's the World Championships, no. If it's the World Championships, I do expect them because
they're still 7 years
old. If they're 7 years old in the World Championship of Baseball, they don't only play two innings.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you give him a go-gurt and put him in timeout as well? Why film a show and call it Little Big Shots or whatever?
So it was good. It was good. And Avery's dad, I think,
Describe him, Coach. I don't know what you're talking about.
They were from California.
Big state, Coach. A lot of people live there.
Yeah, but there wasn't many. There wasn't.
I'll help you. He was very competitive, Coach. He thinks his wife. He named his daughter Tigress because she's just like Tiger.
Correct.
Wow.
He wants her to be that way. And what I found funny is he's telling her, "You need to pull it together. Bad attitudes don't win. You need." And
that's
I'm
not
like,
"Funny though."
No.
Found it funny.
It was funny to me that he beat her up every time she missed a putt. Coach, that's not funny.
Oh, my God.
Actually, not cool.
Oh, my God.
Coach,
what was funny was, but you would look at him when she would shoot it. He'd over there on the side like, dang it. Like, what are you doing? Focus. And then he would tell her, you need to have a better attitude. When he's the one cussing and, you know, like his hands are flopping whenever she makes a bad shot. And I'm like, dude, if you want her to have a good attitude, you can't sit there and say, oh, bad attitudes lose when you're the one going cursing and she's crying. And I mean, you were like bubbling. Your veins were popping out of your forehead. It was just
Coach, the apple don't fall far from the tree.
There you go.
I understand, but his advice was the exact opposite of what he was doing. And so
Did you watch the end where they tell you what they're doing now?
Coach, let's not give up the ending.
Well, no.
Oh, God. He didn't finish watching it. Oh, boy.
What are you talking about?
You mean it wasn't only 10 minutes? And then it said,
Coach, they do the follow-up of, like, and now Jed won his next tournament after that, and he won by 10.
No, I went and Googled him. That's more up to date.
No, but at the end of the documentary, they say Avery Tigress has been put in sports a psychologist now, and they show her in the waiting room, you know, to go see the sports psychologist, and they zoom out, and they're like, her dad is also seeing a sports psychologist.
Because
obviously, because that's an obvious problem when you watch the show. You weren't the only one that found it funny.
Yeah, her name is Amari Avery, and she's from California. She is now the California Women's Amateur Champion at the age of 15.
But wait,
are we going to see her on Sunday?
Yeah, she going to?
Yes. At 15 years old, at 15 years old, she's the amateur champ of California. I think she's got a pretty good shot at going somewhere.
What was the bet that we made with Ray? Ray said that not one of them.
But when
after seeing the documentary, Coach, and let's talk about the boys because, you know, Sundays, let's be real, on CBS they're showing the boys. Are we going to be seeing any of these boys?
Exactly.
I don't know. When I Google Kournikova, not much came up on his golf game.
It sounds like something I said a month ago.
So he's playing tennis. Okay.
Let me see. I'm trying to think.
I Googled Kournikova. It turns out he's a woman.
Yeah, if you Google Kournikova, it's going to be some blonde spreading them, Coach. It's not a teenager.
Guys, I was shocked when I Googled Kournikova to see the update on the boys.
It was a really beautiful woman in a tennis skirt, and it was all flopping in the wind.
He changed his name to Anna, and he dated Enrique Iglesias.
And she takes modeling photos and puts them on Instagram and looks hot.
It's very strange, because in the documentary, he's 7. Now she's 38.
Honey, why were you Googling Anna Kournikova on the family computer?
The last update that I can find on Alan Kournikova, he won the 2015 U.S. Kids World Championship 10-year-old group by 9 strokes. But then besides that, there's nothing.
Fell off the face of the earth.
I don't know if he doesn't play anymore or what.
Yeah, you probably should keep playing if you're going to make the PGA and win the bet for Lunch and Eddie.
What about the kid from South Africa, Coach?
Which one was he? Hold on. Let me see.
He texted me. You said he was your favorite.
Oh, he was my favorite. There's nothing really on it. Like, he doesn't have
these kids' careers are booming.
He doesn't have a Wikipedia page or anything.
So you people are holding on to a girl that won a tournament in California. All right, let me know when she's pro. That's your last hope.
Okay. No, there's a
okay. What about Jed, Coach?
There's no Wikipedia.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, so far, Ray's right.
Yeah, Jed, the last thing is an Instagram of him playing putt-putt down the street. He hit a 70 and hit it in the pond, and he also made it through the clown mask. I mean, get the hell out of here. These kids ain't going pro.
What about the French kid, Coach?
Nothing on him, dude.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
And it's really Alex Pano, the girl. She's really good.
Yeah, that's Alan's best friend, Alan's friend.
Yeah, she's really good still. In 2019, she became the youngest player in the inaugural Augusta National Women's Amateur. She also qualified for the U.S. Women's Open, the youngest golfer that year. She played for the winning team in the 2019 Junior Solomon Cup. So she played in the U.S. Women's Open.
Yeah, that Jed kid, they caught up with him, and he was on a golf course, yes, but it was the 19th hole. He was at the watering, he was at the bar. They caught up to him, he was drinking because his parents were so strict on him as a young age.
He's an alcoholic now.
Alexa Pano she played in the first LPGA Tour event of her career.
And
at the Thornberry Creek LPGA Classic. So she is good. At 13 years old, she played in a LPGA event.
So we've already seen her on Sunday. So that's a one.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, but you know what, Coach? Coming to think of it, the girls, for some reason, had dad coaches. Like, their dads were the coach. Like Tigress and then Alexa.
Yeah, and then all
their
the boys were mom.
And the boys, it was almost like mom was just taken into practice. Like, you know, so I don't
like maybe the dads aren't around
that, or I don't think the boys have the push like these girls do, because these dads are crazy. Tigress's dad, I mean, he, like you said, he's nuts. This Alexa Pano's dad or whatever, like, he dedicated his entire life to her golf game.
Yeah, Alan Kournikova, like, right now I go to his USGA page, and they don't have a bio for him anymore.
Oh, boy. He's in the 19th hole, watering hole.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he was so good, but I don't know what happened to him. Oh, wait, here's a picture. Super excited to have won the AJGA Pinehurst Junior Open.
At golf carts and putt-putts.
That was 48 weeks ago, whenever that was. So almost a year ago.
He 311.
August 2019, he won a tournament. So maybe he's still playing, but he just doesn't post his stats.
The one kid posted a picture at AJ's Funhouse, indoor glow golf. Posting an all-time low and a hole-in-one.
He works there now or what?
Okay. Hey, Alan Kournikova played solid at my first U.S. Open local qualifier. Missed a playoff by one shot and a guaranteed spot in the U.S. Open by two. That was 63 weeks ago. So he's still playing.
Boys, he's going to play the big show.
But it sounds like he's missing. I mean, that's like me.
He's only 16, Ray.
He got invited to the U.S. Open.
But I mean, that's the thing. The things that separate the greats from the not greats are the Jordans that make the shots. That kid sounds like he didn't make the shot.
He's 15.
Good. Tiger.
Jordan
Tiger
got played. Cut from his high school basketball team.
He's an anonymously.
Tiger Woods didn't win all this. I mean, he wasn't playing in the U.S. Open at 15.
When Tiger played his first PGA, tournament or whatever, I don't even think he made the cut, but it was still impressive that he was there.
Right. That's how good you have to be at 15 years old, 14 year old, whatever this girl is, to play in an LPGA event. That's unreal.
So you loved it, huh, Coach?
It was interesting, but it wasn't.
It sounds like now, after all you're talking about, you really liked it.
No, I Googled the players because I wanted to know how your bet was looking about would they ever make it on something. But Skye Sudbury, whatever, she's still playing a bunch of tournaments.
Hey, yeah, I bought Baby Box. I bought Baby Box some of those Toys R Us golf clubs. I started in the backyard.
But it was good. I did like the part where it showed them, like, after the round, playing around and swimming in the pool. And, like, they were just being kids because I was worried they were going to be so rigid. Because, I watched the spelling bee, and I don't know if those kids ever have fun. These kids were at least having fun.
So maybe you just want to watch a documentary of kids just playing in pools and playgrounds and stuff.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I was worried that their parents were going to make them go out and practice because they had a bad round. But no, they let them go to the swimming pool and eat at the buffet and do all that.
I'm going
to
pass. So, I mean, it's like a bunch of footage of these kids playing on a playground with teeter-totters and merry-go-rounds.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. The part of them playing golf and being really good golfers stressed me out. The part I really enjoyed was watching them play with each other.
That one kid was great on the monkey bars. He could fly.
Yeah, when I saw them playing with a water hose, getting themselves wet, that was very enjoyable to me.
And nothing gets slipperier than a slippery slide when your parents put water on it.
There we go.
One kid, he was playing in the sand trap like it was a sandbox. I really liked that part. Coach, well, maybe this isn't the documentary for you, Coach.
No.
What? Even my son's laughing at that one.
Well, no, I don't understand. I was just saying, I like the fact that they let them still be kids because some of those parents seemed like they were like the one mom, she was real cool. She was just chill. Like, you know what? I mean, I just go because he wants to go. Like, I don't put any pressure. You know what I mean? Like, if he wants to quit, he quits and that's fine. The dads seemed like they were a little bit overbearing, except for Sky Sudbury's. I felt like her dad was pretty chill.
Yeah, I think he was chill for the cameras.
I did too. You're right. I think he was holding it in, like he was doing, but he did a good job of holding it in. The other ones did not do a good job of holding it in on the camera.
Okay, but Coach, let me
the 10-stroke penalty or whatever, I didn't think that was a big deal at all. I didn't really care.
You didn't care that he was late to his tee time, so he had no chance of winning the tournament? Coach, you have no heart. That was terrible.
No, it's called show up on time to your tee time. Every other kid there made it on time to the tee time.
No, if they did, Coach, out of the 9 kids that they profiled, they all made it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why would I feel bad? Like, he messed up.
That one hurt my feelings. He was autistic and, it's not fair. And he's 7 years old. But anyway, my point is, Coach, so, you know, I think these kids, like, you have Justin Thomas, you have Tiger. These kids that were really, you know, good when they were young, their dads are still a big part of their life. I don't know. I think Tiger lost his dad, right?
But JT's.
Go ahead.
No, JT's dad, you're right. His dad's been with him there.
But he never took a golf lesson.
Who? That's Bubba Watson, Coach.
And Justin Thomas, too.
He's full of it.
Well, yeah, because his dad and his grandpa are like swing coaches. So, yes, they.
That's dumb. But I feel like, you know, you got to have these parents that push their kid when they show interest young, like when they show major talent young, those dads need or those parents need to push them and tell them, no, we're not quitting. You're going to do this. Or else if you like this other kid, this mom that was just like, we just bring him, you know, if he wants to quit, he quits. I mean, Coach, 99% of the kids that do it, they're just going to quit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did like the story about the kid in the DVD. That was pretty funny, about how he picked it out. And that was,
I mean, I don't even need to watch it now. You guys have broke down the entire hour. I know about the DVD. I know about the 10-stroke penalty. I know about being
like,
late.
I did like Kornikova's, I guess he's the guy that rode in the golf cart with him.
His coach?
Or his caddy, I guess. I didn't know who that guy was, but I think it
was his coach. I mean, he was like...
There was a random guy in the show that just always hung around in a golf cart.
I like the way he grabbed him and he said, you don't ever cheer when someone shoots bad.
You don't ever cheer when someone shoots bad, you mother...
No, he basically said that.
Were the cameras on for that? Yes. Delete that.
Yeah, he really did, Coach, and that's a good lesson because you got to think these kids don't know any better. I mean, literally, somebody misses a putt, and he goes, yes!
Yeah, he would cheer, and I was like, dang, this dude is cutthroat. Like, wow. And that dude pulled him by the collar, and he was like, listen, you don't ever cheer when someone shoots bad.
But you cheer inside your head. Just don't do it obviously. Yeah.
In your heart, you jump for joy.
It was pretty funny. That was really funny.
Yeah.
So
you liked it.
No, it was good. It was fine. But you acted like it was going to be the best documentary I ever saw. But it was just kind of like, all right. And I was just disappointed they only played 9 holes. I thought that was really weak.
Eddie was acting like he was competing with The Last Dance for Sports Show of the Year, dude.
Well, Coach,
guys, welcome to the 2020 ESPYs. Beating out The Last Dance is the greatest sports show ever. The little kids playing golf, 9 holes. Come on up here, kids. Bring all your toys.
Yeah, I mean, you play more miniature golf.
And then they have the guy get the award, and he's like, I just want to say thank you. My favorite part definitely was shooting these kids play with the water hoses and play on the swings and everything. Just letting them be kids. That was my favorite part, shooting this. Thank you guys for all the support. Good night.
No, because what I'm saying, what you guys don't understand is when you watch the spelling bee, like even when they win, the kids don't know if they're allowed to smile because I think their parents don't allow them to smile until, I mean, ever. So they don't know how to act. I was saying, I was worried these kids were just drilled to play golf, play golf, play golf. It was good to see that they knew how to be kids. That's all I cared about. You guys turning it into some sexual thing about them being at the pool.
No, Coach, we're not saying that.
No, that's exactly what you're saying.
That's what you said.
And by the way, Eddie, my mom is pissed at you.
What do you mean? I commented on your Instagram.
No, she is pissed that she got no call.
I missed her birthday.
You didn't call or text on her birthday yesterday.
Hey, Coach, for real talk, though. Hey, does your dad get a little mad sometimes when we joke about this?
My mom, she hit me up, she goes, well, I didn't hear from Eddie today on my birthday.
Hey, does your dad get a little mad sometimes?
No, my dad's got his side pieces, so he's good.
Oh, wow.
Dude,
No, you know what my dad was telling me? This is what my dad told me. I was talking to him last night after my mom said she was pissed that you didn't call or text. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know what's unbelievable? He goes, guys are just unbelievable. He goes, because I'll get on and he plays Words with Friends on Facebook or whatever. And he goes, I don't have an account.
Probably his phone, Coach. Probably his phone.
No, he doesn't have a smartphone.
Oh, okay.
So it's on the computer. And he gets on there and he says, it doesn't. He goes, guys are unbelievable. He goes, because we'll start and we'll do a word. And after the first word, it's, hi, how are you doing? And he's like, and I don't chat. I just sit there. And then they go, oh, are you shy, beautiful? And he goes, I just exit the game. He goes, every time. Anytime I play a guy, they try to do some kind of pickup line. He goes, they ain't there to play the game.
Wait, is he sure they're guys? Coach, I mean, what picture does he have on his profile?
No. He plays under my mom's name because she's the one that has a Facebook account.
I got it.
He doesn't have a Facebook account, so he just plays on her. And so he says, you know, these strangers, they'll always hit you up to play. And he goes, oh, whatever, I'll play. He goes, but every time a guy pops in, he automatically, after I play the first word, he always says, how you doing? Or hello, beautiful. Or what's cooking? Good looking. Things that he goes, what do you say back? He goes, nothing. I just exit the game. I said, you don't want to say, hey, this is a dude? And he goes, no, I just don't have time for it. Hey, they're just in there for the wrong reasons.
My coach, I get it. I mean, she is beautiful.
Dude, she looks so good wearing the Sore Losers t-shirt.
I know.
For the birthday pic. I mean, that had to have sold tons of shirts.
Yeah.
Coach, I saw that picture. I'm like, wow, she looks good in that.
Yeah, but you didn't, that's disgusting, but you didn't even text her or call her. And you can hit us up. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com or shopsorelosers.com to get your shirt.
Yes.
But yeah, I just I was supposed to pass that along to you, man.
But can I call her right now? What's she doing? What's she doing today?
I don't know. Call her.
Okay, I'll call her.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
You disgusting.
All right, boys.
Oh, dude, I just got a nude for your mom.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'll put it on Twitter.
Coach, just because me and your mom got a thing, come on, you don't need to start making stuff up.
I don't have to make things up. I mean, you saw your mom at iHeart. She was so excited to see me.
Okay.
She kept grabbing my arm.
Hey, we start getting all pissed at each other.
Yeah, dude, like, whatever. And then Ray's mom, I mean, geez, can't stop her.
She's beautiful.
She lays low.
Yeah, she goes, I can't wait to see you at Ray's wedding. I was like, whoa.
She said that to you, girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I asked her if I can dance at the wedding. She said yes.
Oh, she goes more than once. She goes as long as it's grinding. She goes no slow songs.
All right, boys.
Ray doesn't like this talk.
No, I mean like the last 5 minutes have been totally made up. If you guys are following along at home.
No, Coach. It's a real documentary. It's called The Short Game.
Yeah, it's called The Short Game.
That was 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Hey,
guys. Get your bets in. The NBA bubble starts tomorrow. NBA is back tomorrow night.
Lakers all the way.
I'm putting a dollar on it.
I'll put that 25 cents I won on FanDuel on
your,
it.
Your quarter you won from DraftKings, dude, cash out.
Oh, yeah.
Send that over to Bovada.
Yeah, you got to have self-control, dude. You won. You got to cash out. Hey. Cash out, Eddie.
Dude, if you tell DraftKings or wherever FanDuel you want to cash out, they'll literally fly somebody in to kick your ass.
Yeah,
coach.
Because it would cost more to mail the check than it is going to be that check is worth.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Cash out the 25 cents to what they do.
Oh my! They would ban you from their site for life.
There's some guy from Nashville cashing out 25 cents. Yeah, just rounded up to a dollar. I feel bad for the guy. That's a terrible life.
Yeah, you know, Corona going on. Who knows what his situation is right now? Just give him a dollar.
Just give him a couple dollars and then put a little thing at the bottom. Just say, thank you for your loyalty. You've been a good customer. Enjoy the bonus.
Oh, man.
All right.
All right. Later.
All right, bye, everyone.